But I also love that, you know, we met other birds, we met other people. Has it surprised you the interesting connecting points you've had along the way? It seems like there is a serendipitous moment with all the intriguing people you meet and the different moments that happen. It, even though I know you're editing in your head and I know you're editing it as well, but it's still got to be kind of crazy to think, wow, these events did occur and they're smooth. We can create a movie from this.
That's a great comment, because, you know, you're filming and you're thinking, how is this going to fit in, you know? And you're thinking, I hope this is not an outtake. And then you have tremendous luck. Because, for instance, I had always wanted to film pelicans and surfers.
Hmm.
Because surfers have a spiritual relationship with pelicans out there in the ocean. It's not something that they talk about much, but they surf the waves just like the pelicans do, and sometimes they're surfing the same wave. But you can't set that up, you know. I tried on a number of occasions to go out to Ocean Beach here in San Francisco and see what I could get. I tried in other places too. Now, the shot that's in the movie, which lasts, by the way, a minute and 13 seconds with that surfer and those pelicans, that was luck. And that just turned out fantastic. And I'm not going to describe it because you have to see it, but the surfer ended his ride at the same time that the pelicans ended their soaring. And after I shot that, I thought, oh, you know, this is going in the movie. Other times, you're... especially with a movie about animals, nature, you cannot tell them what to do. You can't even tell them to show up. So I spent, like other nature filmmakers do, many, many hours, many, many days, getting nothing. You know, being out there and waiting does not guarantee that you're going to get anything. But being out there and waiting also puts you into this wonderful meditative space where you slow down from your urban pace and you kind of attune yourself to the natural world. And that's another thing that I love about it, even if I don't get anything. It forces you to go out and notice the world that you live in.